On vision, babu, 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 babu. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blabbing around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. Each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boys, you're bothering me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing,
bapa, baby, bapa, bapa, bapa.
Oh, yeah.
Whoo! On that note, boy, I sure miss that song, and we sure miss Jeff's son. And welcome back, Jeff.
Hey.
Good to have you back. We kind of went through a transitional period there. There wasn't probably a lot of exciting things to do, and now we're back.
Every week, I was thinking, I wonder how many minutes of conversation we would have had about speculating whether or not there would be ice for this ice fishing season. And hopefully that's starting to change now. It kind of started off this season, I wrote a couple weeks ago, was going to kind of sneak up on everybody while you're waiting to hear what's going on out there. Everybody was just kind of going out and tickling around the edges of the lakes and finding for themselves a little spot here, a little spot there. But there was never a big announcement. You didn't wake up one morning and say, oh, everybody in the whole planet is ice fishing today. It's just kind of, it's creeping in, but it's getting easier. It's getting, there's a wider assortment of lakes that folks are getting out on right now, and the travel conditions are getting a little better too. So I think it's safe to say that, by this weekend, certainly by the weekend after Christmas, things will be going kind of like full speed ahead everywhere.
So you're feeling pretty much most lakes are pretty safe?
Well, they're safe. There's a lot of places that are safe if you walk out.
Yeah.
Their ice thickness varies now, of course, from one lake to the next. Some of them, Red Lake, the shallow water lakes like that, certain areas of Bowstring or Round Lake, Split Hand even, in our area. These lakes have been frozen for 3 and 4 weeks now, and they've got up to a foot of ice on them. So you'll find on the smaller, shallower lakes, you'll see people traveling with mostly ATVs right now because there's not a lot of snow on the ice. We've been out a couple times and used snowmobiles, and there's just barely enough to get around on snowmobiles. Some of the deeper lakes, take Trout Lake, for example, right here in Grand Rapids, or Cass Lake, some of the deeper water of west side of Leech Lake. These are just barely freezing up now, so you would go out maybe 2 miles from the shallow spots along the shore and find 7, 8, 6 inches of ice, but then you get out over the lake's deepest portions where the water is just really stubborn and there's very thin ice out there. One young fellow was out a couple of days ago checking the ice thickness on the main part of Winnipegosh, and that's a perfect example. You can find up to a foot of ice back in the shallow bays. There's been people fishing up on Third River for a couple weeks already, and same thing in Tamarack Bay or down by the Mississippi River on the west side. But if you start moving out in towards the middle of the lake, you can go out a couple of miles and start to find only 2 or 3 inches of ice. So fishing the shoreline is basically okay. I would be really careful about anybody in our area or the further south you go. I wouldn't want to venture out into too much of the mid-lake open water territory, but the backwater bays, they've got plenty of fish in them, and there's lots of good ice. Right now, most of the more popular places, it's easy enough to figure out because there's people fishing pretty much everywhere. You know, I took a little drive around the area the last couple of days. I thought I was going to take my snowmobile out on Winnie, but I changed my mind when I found that there was a kind of a mostly rocks and sand and not too much snow, and I could have got out there, but I didn't like the conditions for snowmobiling, so I decided to wait a couple of days. But other lakes in the area, just around the corner, I went up to Cutfoot, and the landing there has got 2 or 3 inches of ice, and that would be beautiful for somebody that wants to travel by snowmobile. So pick and choose a little bit, look around, be flexible. There's plenty of places to fish now.
So Jeff, you mentioned Red Lake. Someone told me that they took an aerial photograph of Red Lake and of the giant lines of people at the accesses and stuff. Is that true?
It's crazy. There's the pent-up demand. If everybody was kind of, it was a bumper crop of people fishing throughout the summer, and it never slowed down a bit. Everybody is still chomping at the bit to get out someplace. And a lot of times Red Lake is that way for a week or 10 days because it's the first thing to freeze up, but then everything comes right behind it. This year that's been kind of persistent. It's been 2 or 3 weeks between when Red froze up, and it's been kind of the only game in town for a lot of people. Now, that's going to be relieved a little bit because Lake of the Woods is typically the early ice. Everybody that wants to catch walleyes, they got their eyes focused on Red because it's the best game in town. And then the next step after that is Lake of the Woods. And once you can get out on Lake of the Woods, especially when you can get out there in a pickup truck, then all of a sudden those big lines go away. And that same number of anglers, when you spread it out over a lake the size of Lake of the Woods, it's still a big crowd, but it doesn't look as big as when you got them all crammed in. As big as Red Lake is, the portion that we are allowed to fish on and the number of access points, really there isn't that many ways to get on that lake, and once you're there, there isn't that many places to park vehicles and wheelhouses and things like that. So I get there, it does. It looks like a pretty massive crowd. It can be. There was an aerial view really early that I got a hold of and put in one of my fishing reports. And just that was when folks were still walking out. And even that was a pretty impressive line of people.
Yeah. Well, guess what's next week?
Well, we got this coming up this weekend. Now, last weekend, there was a handful of the resorts up on Lake of the Woods started to open up. But this weekend, there's going to be a bunch of them, and mostly still ATVs or snowmobiles. We've got reservations up there. We're going to be up there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And we plan on going out on snowmobiles. There's a little bit more snow up that way than what we have here, so for folks that are kind of chomping to get on a snowmobile and go for a ride, that's not a bad idea. And if you happen to like going up into the northwest angle, Flag Island and Oak Island area, that has typically been you have to drive around through the Canadian side, or you have to take a long snowmobile drive. There's going to be a ice road up there now it's basically to service people who are staying in the northwest angle. It's not a public road that you can just get on and go up there, but if you like going to the northwest angle, you could feel a little bit relieved now. Go ahead and make your reservations at your favorite place up there, and there will be a road that takes you up through the ice, and so you've got access to that and kind of look into it. I've put some stuff on the website about that already.
So, Jeff, it's 8 days away from Christmas. What's on your wish list, or what's out there? What's the newest gadget or whatever?
You know what? Sometimes the newest gadget, a hard time finding these polar fleece pants. They're just simple, but they are so effective and so warm, and I've been searching high and low for them, And I just noticed the other day somehow or another Cabela's must have got a load of them in. They're $20. And for $20, these fleece pants, I think they called them, the brand name on them is Redhead. And I'm telling you what, anybody that needs to just have a nice base layer underneath a snowsuit or something like that, you got to pick these up. It's a good stock and stuff right on. And this year, the way things are going right now, first thing I would ask my honey, you got good ice cleats so that you don't slip and fall and break the back of your head on that slippery ice that everybody's been seeing. A nice set of cleats would be a good thing to pop into somebody's stocking, too. And if you're really feeling generous and you want to get something massively cool for people, the electronics is the way to go right now. Hummingbird is introducing 360, the kind of sonar that you can look around, you know, drop it down in the ice hole and look around in every direction. And there are some of the other manufacturers that have got that too. So if you really want to surprise somebody, look into some of these 360 degree view depth finders, and that'll be pretty impressive.
I was around a bunch of guys the other day, and that's what they were talking about. They were complaining about this and that and about depth finders, and I just thought it was so funny. We're talking about something that makes life so much easier, and they were complaining about, well, yeah, you know, this and that, and you couldn't quite tell. And I just think how funny it's gotten with the depth finders. How much is a depth finder like that you're talking?
Well, that's the nice thing about them is they started off last year, they were probably $1,500, $1,600. But these things have a way of coming down fast. As soon as the competition ramps up and other people start to come out with similar products, then all of a sudden the price starts to plummet. So I'll predict, you know, these will be pretty affordable here within probably the next season or two seasons. If you're not in a big hurry to get one, give it a year. But if you want to be on the leading edge, I can tell you this, it is very effective. If you want to be able to figure out whether a fish and walk over 100 feet and drill a hole and get right over the top of that fish, these definitely will allow you to do that. And of course, technology every step along the way has been controversial in fishing, but every step along the way, the technology also brings you other things that you have to work around. You know, the unit itself is nice, but it's a little more stuff to carry, so now you got to have a bigger sled or you got to have an ATV. It's not something that you can just put in a 5-gallon pail and walk out there and fish. So the beauty of ice fishing is that folks that want to just do that, just go drill a hole and see what they can catch, that's still out there. There's still a ton of places to be able to do that. And other folks that want to go out there and use every gadget they can get their hands on, there's plenty of places to do that too. So it all boils down to personal philosophy and personal taste. And me personally, I can go about halfway up the chart. I'm right in the middle of everybody else. I like the conveniences of a flip over a fish house and electric ice augers and things like that, but I also got kind of a soft spot for just going out and chiseling a hole, catching whatever bites.
All right, Jeff. Well, it's great to hear your voice again. We'll talk to you next week. Good, and have fun fishing.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right.